systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Friday, July 29th, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
Tits.
Danny.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Hey, who's your friend?
This is my brother. We haven't had...
Is it this way on the camera?
It is on this my is left. He's actually
down
below
here.
Us.
Hold
He's on.
He's on watch,
the
watch
left
this.
Camera below the chat for all of you live viewers. That is your
Am I pooping
butt.
On him?
Hold Maybe. On. Maybe.
Is you he have under
to,
me?
Something has to drop out of your butthole.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Hey, do this.
No. No. Someone screen capture. God damn it.
Okay.
Anyway.
God, could you imagine what we would get done if we had one of those, like,
no.
TriCasters?
No.
I'd be like, pan over here, fade to transition, black, now.
Yes, and my life would be over.
Cue the poop falling out of Matt's butt, CGI
so,
style.
We haven't had my brother on an episode since...
Since
Episode
you completely put him on blast for
Who
his
did?
Sexuality choice.
God.
You scared the gay out of him.
That was
Can
you.
Can I say that? She's... Dude.
See, that no, was no. you because I know that I wouldn't have done that because my mother was there.
You know what? Before the show, I asked you if you could be sensitive to his
oh,
feelings.
Oh, did you ask me?
If you could just not even bring that up. And what did you do?
I didn't
Look
bring
that.
That up. You did,
Mikey,
again.
I asked her. I tried.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I was
sure.
like, you know.
And
you
just for the record, it's okay. My fiance scared the gay out of me, not either of you.
You know what that you remind me of? You ever watch Little Britain?
Hang on, we haven't even, like, what is your name,
Mikey.
Brother of mine?
That's not Mikey. It's Michael or Mike,
it
whichever.
Mikey likes it. He likes
okay,
it.
Okay, look, just for the record, I'm
Mike.
Allowed to call him Mikey because
yeah,
I saw his penis,
one.
Okay?
Whoa. Hey, show me your penis so
when
I can call you
When it was
hey,
smaller
Mikey.
Than my pinky.
Hey, we took Whoa. Baths together. That doesn't count.
Whoa.
We were forced.
TMI.
I think they profited too, but whatever.
Those are online now. TheJamble.com/store.
I think when you grow up with somebody, you're given the automatic right to give them whatever fucking nickname you please.
You can give us a call if you want, 406-204-4687, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, TheJamble.com/live, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 Eastern. Those are our summer hours. And we're still late. Fuck it.
Ah, fuck it.
We try.
So... Yeah, it's been since episode 250, our first live audience
That's
show
right,
back in 09.
TheJamble.com/250. You can see that.
So how the hell have you been since then, Michael?
Does
Mikey,
your,
I'm sorry, I can't do it
It's okay,
with Mikey.
You can call me Mikey. You're Dana.
Does
okay.
your face
okay.
hurt?
Does my face hurt? Fuck yeah, it hurts.
Okay. It's killing me. Wakey wake!
Oh, yeah. No, dude, I've
Word
got
of
a freaking...
Day, dear.
No, I've got a freaking wisdom tooth that's grown in like a bitch. It's
what
like,
is it with you and your... sister
teeth?
Here
we have
and
degenerative
teeth.
Tooth decay and it runs in the family we
it's
just
fun.
Have
I have genetic
teeth.
Alcoholism and you don't see me like in the
no,
corner
like,
fucking pissing
okay,
myself
you know that
like,
some
why?
Like somebody in your like if a family member someone's family they
uh-huh.
their mother has
sure
what do you call it a bone
Missing
deficiency
uterus?
Shut
oh,
up
right.
a bone deficiency like a calcium mm-hmm. deficiency
sure
you as a child are more susceptible to have that in the future because your parents have it it's like it's the same thing with our teeth they had it we have it and it's worse with us
hey
same
just for the record
problem,
my teeth are a lot better than Dana's
his teeth are a hell of a lot better they just grow in weird places
how many how old are you for the record
19
and how many have you had pulled
Ooh, teeth pullings. Oh, God. Well, Dana kicked out my front two teeth when I was younger.
You haven't had
checked?
Any adult
did,
teeth
let's
pulled.
See.
Dana,
I, yeah,
did
I don't
you,
think I have had any teeth pulled.
Did she charge you $50?
No, he swam entirely too close to me.
We
like
were playing
me.
Tag in the swimming pool, okay? And she's like, hey, come and catch me. And so, I of course, I go and try and freaking catch her.
Kick
and I spent two
face.
Christmases after that singing, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Yeah,
Shit.
Bullshit.
For 2 years?
Well,
two
hey,
years.
I'll make you a deal. Next time she needs a tooth pulled, we'll say we're taking her to the dentist, but ooh, then we'll take her to wherever you're at, and you can just, like, roll out and be like, Pada!
Dude, you know what? I would almost more honestly love to have that happen than half the last three times I've had a tooth pulled.
Yeah,
because,
right,
one, it's way too spendy, and two, they don't give you any drugs, so what's the fucking point?
I know, huh? It's like, know? I'll go just find my own drugs, thanks.
You know what? Just buy me a bag of blow, and I'll rub it all over the area and grab a pair of pliers, and that's about the same thing that the fucking oral surgeon did.
Pretty much.
Done
You'll
and
probably
done.
Be a little more sanitary about it.
And I might have a hell of a lot more fun because of the blow. So.
That's right.
Burger, get on that, would you?
Blow is fun, apparently.
But yeah, you came over the other day because you're having a wicked tooth problem. It's weird because I just had a super bad tooth problem.
I know.
And his is really fucked, though.
Yeah,
his wisdom tooth is growing, like, backwards into his jaw.
You know, I lucked the fuck out because when all of my peers were having their wisdom teeth removed because they were growing in two or three at a time and all sideways and backwards and all that
shit. The one thing I can say
is
that
I keep all mine.
The one thing that was good about my teeth is that I only actually had two wisdom teeth. I didn't have four.
Really?
Yeah. I only had the top two. That's
it. I didn't know that.
I have one left, but I only ever had two.
We barely have enough calcium to keep these ones. Like, you're only getting two, okay?
See, I've seen other people that have eight.
She didn't
that have
like
six,
her.
That have, you know,
awful.
Two on one side, and yeah.
Nah, dude, I just have the standard four, but all four of mine are freaking growing in wrong. Like, the one that I'm having problems with right now, it's literally causing my freaking face to swell, and like...
Yeah, I saw you the other day, you looked like you had gauze in your mouth, but there wasn't anything in your mouth.
I know, right? That and the fact that it was infected just made it peachy.
Yeah, they had to cut his fucking face open.
Yeah, Jesus, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it's pretty
strong, guys.
What happened with that? I've never had my shit lanced open to, like...
Well, I'd been dealing with the pain for, I'm going to say, like a week or so, right? And then, go freaking figure, my face just started getting a little bit bigger, and I'm like, oh, well, that's not normal,
maybe,
of course.
Maybe I'm just getting fat.
Shut up. I was fat. I lost 40 pounds, okay? Anyway, I went to the dentist, and they told me that I had, like, a massive infection because of the way my tooth was growing in.
Ew.
So, because of the infection, they couldn't give me any kind of, like, a numbing solution or anything like that, and
no.
So they just had to freaking go in there with a scalpel and
computer
just freaking...
says no.
So, no numbing, no nothing, and they
not
cut that open.
Thing.
How did that fucking feel, dude?
Well, how the fuck do you think it felt?
Did that hurt like holy hell?
It was wonderful, Dana. It felt like peaches and cream. Yeah.
Just rubbed all over your confused penis.
Oh yeah.
Right,
so what I started off saying is that the
nobody
show
cares,
Little Britain,
anyway,
no, because this is gonna be important
no.
later.
Oh, okay.
The UK version of Little Britain.
Uh-huh.
You remind me of that one guy that's in the bar, and he's like, he's the only gay in the village, but then other gays come in, and they're like hitting on him, but then he's like, nah, I gotta go home, I'm not gonna, you know, like, I think that's what happened, I think.
Like it became too popular or something?
No, like, it just got real, and all of a sudden he was like, I'm not gonna suck a cock, get that out of here. Like, that's what
I'm
think
I'm not that
happened.
Gay, you're a fag,
Davith,
and I'm out.
Davith, the only gay in the village.
I might be gay, but you're a fucking homo, I'm out of here.
I'm gonna give you guys a link to this, you need to see what I'm talking about, because this is so fucking funny.
Mikey hasn't seen that either, it's pretty good shit.
I don't think I have, actually.
Little Britain, dude.
Bunny on Belay says, I wish my boyfriend would have that happen, he could stand to lose a few. Pounds or teeth?
Ooh.
Or sexuality?
I can help with the teeth.
I can help with the
none of the
pounds.
Above.
Yeah, if it's pounds, they have lipazine for that.
Yay.
Well, just cut your stomach open and staple it here.
Right, that works.
I'm Dr. Nick.
I am Dr. Nick.
All right, so let's get this out of the way so we can continue with these amazing stories. Lots to read, lots to listen to up on the site, thejamhole.com. Everything is up, updated. We got show notes. You can read what I think about the debt ceiling and how you're going to increase that to give us even more debt or default. I mean, one or the other. But you can read that. And then there is the Milwaukee show that's posted. There is the marathon audio, in quotes, the marathon audio that's in five parts. You can check that out at thejamhole.com. And then, what's happening in a week and a half? I got one more week of work till my second vacation this year.
Oh yeah, that thing we're doing with the thing third annual, and the microphones and the cameras and that whole
annual Jam Hole Live show at Anna's Saturday,
another chance
August 13th.
To ruin someone else's life.
Fucking A, I got a list of people. I'm just working my way down it. When will the show end, Matt? Well, when I get to the end of this list of people whose lives I need to ruin. So we're looking at another 10 to 15 years, at least. There are people
that I am legitimately inviting to this for the sole purpose to piss them
off. Just ruining their lives.
To embarrass them, to call them out, to make them feel like total shit.
That right there, ladies and gentlemen, that's the only reason we're still together.
Our love for
just destroying people's lives. And
it
when
feels
we're alone,
so good to me to show you how good you have it not living where I can fuck with you.
Well, you're lucky.
Do you have any idea how lucky people are?
I do.
Fucking dude.
I look at
their
lives every day and I'm like...
That's what we are here for. We have a drive to make you feel that much better.
So, Saturday, August 13th, Anna's. Join us if you can handle it, if you can stomach it. We'll have some drinks,
we'll have some smokes, it'll be a good time.
We're going to auction off a boy and a girl.
Uh-huh.
So you guys can have sex. Totally kidding, but you could probably have sex. Next week, August 9th and 10th, Rustic Cabin Camping. Thursday, whitewater rafting. Huh?
Dude.
Huh?
Dude.
Huh?
Dude.
Do you even know?
Hey, Mikey, would you, since you no longer have a job, as of recently, high fives, me too. Woohoo.
As of recent?
Hey, I do have a job, actually.
You're a podcaster, and what is your job, sir?
Well, I'm actually working for Katrina's parents again, so.
I wouldn't go ahead and put them on blast or anything, so let's not say where they work at.
Sounds good.
Okay, but, what are you? You're gonna be doing like what? Some restaurant work or something like that?
Well, you know they have quite a few businesses, but I think right now I'm just gonna be working as like a cashier in their store or something.
That's cool. You were doing that before though, right?
Yeah, I did it for a summer. That was the summer that I got fat, of course. But we'll see how it goes.
The summer of
well, the thing is even with that job, you can still get time off to come and do something. So on our live show that we're having, you know, coming up on the 13th of August, the week beforehand, we're doing all this awesome, cool stuff. Would you go whitewater rafting with us? You want to do that?
I can see what I'm going to do.
Did you just ask your brother out on a date?
Well, no, because if he goes, then I'll go.
Oh.
I'll do it. I don't want to go whitewater rafting.
Like, yeah, I think, Mikey, you're busy that day.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I'd freaking love to go whitewater rafting. It just kind of depends on what I'm doing. Like you already know.
It's
you,
in Glacier.
You helped me schedule that thing. I got to go and get my shit done with that oral surgeon on the 9th and the
12th.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, so yeah, you're not doing nothing.
What's going on with that.
That's like right in the middle of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, I'll find stuff so where he's not going to know that his face hurts.
We're doing that.
Okay. Allegedly.
You can, if you're out of state, RSVP, facebook.com/thejamhole podcast. There's an events section there. Or thejamhole.com/forums under live shows, parties, all that. You can let us know. And if you're coming from out of state, we got you covered for a place to stay. I think we can house between here and Chad's place about 10 to 15 people. So... if you're like, I could go, but I can't afford a hotel, dude, just go. We got you covered, especially if you're a chick. Totally got you covered.
In semen.
Just kidding, but you might.
Okay.
Do that. Bukkake? If you got any questions, text me, 406-848-1739.
There will be no bukkake at the cabin.
No, don't want to stain the floor. There will be bukkake at the live show, though.
No, there will not.
And that's... You put
that's
that
Anna's
in your
new place. You're not
going to
do that.
I'm going to jizz all over that place. You watch.
Make sure they put the silverware up first.
Fucking watch.
I have watched, and it's not that fun of a show. So I just, yeah.
Can I make a quick observation?
Sure.
You guys know who Robbie is?
No.
Robbie on the show? You know
yes,
who Robbie is.
I do.
If you've been listening to any of these episodes, you know who Robbie is.
Our
Robbie equals Kramer.
Yes.
Think about it.
Yes.
Think about it.
Yes.
He bugs in.
But
not,
he needs
no
to not
knocking,
smile as much and just...
But his hair? Kramer.
He has to bobble.
Can someone go to Robbie Kale's Facebook? It's Robbie Kale, C-A-L-E. Get a picture of him. Then I need a picture of Kramer. I'm going to go ahead and need you to put a side-by-side there. And email info at thejamhole.com with that. Thank you. We miss you, Kramer. Can we just start calling him Kramer? We're going to do that.
No burger. No burger.
No. All right. Do you two have anything else to put out there before we do some news?
It's been a while. So, Mikey, is there anything you want to talk about on the show? Call anybody out, myself included.
Anything.
Anything you would like to divulge.
We have to do some news here. There's a bunch of it.
Ah, fuck it. Just do the news. I don't think I can really think of anything conversation worthy.
Well, if you think of something,
good, because
you be sure to let me know.
That's awesome, because someone I grew up with doesn't want to talk shit about me. That's nice. That's nice. That's comforting. Did you know that?
I also know that you threatened him before we started, so it kind of takes the magic out of it for me personally.
Honestly,
but for everyone else that didn't see you threaten him prior to this...
You know, I try to call my friends in Florida to get them to talk shit about me because it's fun.
They won't even talk to you unless they're wasted. What does that say?
No, they do not.
Speaking of wasted...
The only time they do that is because they're wasting calling me at 4 in the morning. They call me other than that.
Beer Bear says, I want to call out Obummer. Does that count for anything? Obama? No. Obummer. All right, so alcoholics... They suck and then they die, right?
Usually.
Pot smokers, we create goodness, we get gold medals, etc. We're amazing. We're awesome. We do.
I wouldn't say
cool
gold medals,
shit.
But macrameing yourself into the sofa, sure.
No. Music, amazing music that's been made.
The extraordinary few.
The guy that.
But your average everyday stoner is in the fucking bathroom eating kitty litter because he's too lazy to get up and get a glass of Gatorade.
I'm sorry, that's not the case. The swimmer guy, gold medalist,
like,
Olympic gold medalist, pot smoking.
Yeah, I have first experience.
Well,
first-hand
I have
experience
proof right here.
I have proof right here.
I have proof right here.
Don't point to me.
Hey, who is sitting in the living room
when you
going, please go give me something to drink because I've been trying to chew on a fucking Pop-Tart for 45 minutes and won't get up to get a glass of water.
People that like smoking pot all the time, like me.
He does.
Well,
hey, I stopped that. I haven't eaten a Pop-Tart in like a year. Okay?
I thought you were going to say pot.
I haven't eaten a pot in like a year, dude.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
now, some of them are not very productive.
Do you know who Jeray Peterson is?
Nope.
Okay, he was a skier. He won a silver medal in freestyle aerials with the U.S. men's team at the 2010 Vancouver Olympics. But his skiing prowess was only overshadowed by his tumultuous personal life. He died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
To the head.
To the head.
Take it to the dome.
Monday night in Lamb's Canyon. That was between Salt Lake City and Park City, Utah. He was 29. He died after calling 911 to let the cops know where he was going to be at. He's like,
wow.
Yo, I know we're not friends on Latitude, so here's where I'm at.
Wow.
He had homes in Park City, Boise, Idaho, had long struggled with depression and... littering and buddy Christ, calm down, please.
Smoking
and alcoholism.
Reefer. Smoking the reefer.
Alcoholism.
Okay.
Interesting. Just saying. He pled not guilty to drunk driving charges on Friday. Killed himself on Monday. Drunk driving. Alcoholism. Just saying. He was a World Cup champion and Olympic contender. In 05, largely because he was fearless or drunk enough to attempt in competition jumps, like the extremely difficult manure he called the hurricane. Do you think, did the commentators, they get out there and they're like, all right, folks, he's ready to rock you. Like a hurricane!
Dude.
And then he fucking blew his brains out like a boss. The hurricane, a skier rises up to 55 feet in the air while performing a triple flip with five. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, I'm so
proud. 360 degree twists. Most seasoned aerialists rarely risk it.
That's pretty crazy.
The first time he tried it, he landed face first in the snow and staggered away with a concussion, shoulder injury, and a disastrously shattered ego.
Dude,
quote,
that sucks.
It was painful.
That's actually
but
very
I was drunk.
Minimal for what he was doing.
Yeah.
That the injuries, like, wow. Yeah. He got away with next to nothing.
Yeah.
So he can be lucky.
No doubt.
Kind of. Not now. But yeah.
Face first. First time.
In the face!
He said it was painful, but aerialists are used to getting injuries like that. That's why we're drunk all the time. I know that I had to keep trying it if I wanted to win that gold medal.
Beer Bear says, that trick is actually a suicide attempt on skis.
Okay, fail. So it's one for two. One fail. For two, that's all right. That's okay.
Fail whale.
No worries.
I'm beating it this time. I'm getting to that next level.
So then he
maybe
attempted
not on snow this
he
time.
Attempted the hurricane in the 06 Olympics, even though he was in third place after the qualifying rounds and could have won gold with a reasonably safe, flawless jump. He landed the hurricane but dragged his right hand and took seventh place. Later that night, got into a bar fight, punched his best friend, Mason Fuller. The U.S. ski team asked him to leave the Olympics.
Dude, see, I was never an angry drunk like that. Only if you, like, came up and really pissed me off. Like, it took a lot. I'm a happy drunk. I am so happy.
If you like pina coladas. Oh, I hate that, dude. When you're drunk on that and whatever else. And
I was drinking
start
those today.
Acting like that.
Too. Ugh. Yep, you know when I've been drinking those.
I know.
Because I come home going, like, if you like pina coladas. That's all I'm singing, like, all day. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, just make sure you stay off the Jack Daniels. Oof.
Jack, I don't touch
if you
that
like
shit.
Abusing your wife in the
I don't
face.
Touch Jack Daniels. I only use that to make my little brother vomit because he's never tasted alcohol before.
Yeah,
hey,
that
was
foul.
The very first time, okay?
That was hilarious. I'm sorry.
No, it was awful.
You were
okay,
young and dumb and
no,
like, I want to try
happens.
Alcohol.
I'm standing there in the kitchen and I'm like, hey, I'm going to try this here. And Dan's like, all right, here, I'll pour you a shot.
I see mom and dad drink it all the time.
No, but see, she's like, okay, here you go. Here, try this. It's not bad, I'm telling you. You'll like it, yeah. So I go and I try it, right?
And freaking, you wanted to punch stuff, right?
No, it was just fucking awful. I took that one swig and it was just down, gone, and it was all over my kitchen
he
counter.
Drank it, and he looks at me like stone cold like, and
oh,
says, he's
bad.
Like, that wasn't too bad.
Nolly's Undead says,
now clean that up, you disgusting fuck.
Nolly's Undead says, when you ski, you drink penis coladas. That's right. Snowboarders, that's what it's
at. Because
he
likes penis coladas.
Oh, when man. I shove it down your whole face.
God.
So he left the Olympics with a lot of unresolved issues, guilt, depression. That was before the 2010 Olympics. He covered it up with a lot of alcohol. Oh, man. Oh, man. His half-sister Kim was killed by a drunk driver in 87. Peterson said he had been molested as a child, and in 05, a friend who was staying with Peterson shot himself in the head.
Aww.
Right in front of him.
Dude.
This kid had some
trauma.
He had some problems.
Issues.
Some post-traumatic
stress
disorder. I
would fling myself off a 55-foot jump, just whatever, if that happened too. I mean,
hey, so next time you say you want to kill yourself, think about what you just said.
I know. I want to compete in the Olympics.
And then when I say, no, that would really hurt me if you committed suicide.
That means I'm not good
enough
to compete.
Just remember that you just said, if all that shit happened to you, that you would throw yourself off of a fucking cliff. Because then I walk into a house with my fiancé,
well,
brain splatter all over the house. One, I have to clean it
but
up.
I would
two,
write
my
it.
Fiancé's dead and I have to go to a funeral.
I would splatter
that's
it through a
traumatic.
Stencil.
Hey,
of
you
a
can
heart.
Call me. I'll help. Clean him up.
I'll hang up a stencil of a heart and then I'll blow my brains out right there so the heart will be nice and red for you.
Oh, that's cute.
As a token of my undying
just
love. Yeah, undying,
me,
huh?
Right.
Just promise me you're going to remember that now because that it's painful. It's traumatic and you don't want to go through that.
Oh,
so don't
way.
Think about putting me through that. I'll fucking kill you again.
Yeah, she'll kill herself, yeah. Follow you into the afterlife, find out wherever the hell you
I know,
are and
huh?
kill you there.
I'd never be able to get rid of her there. Fuck.
Afterlife.
All right, so a guy who had too much alcohol.
Kay.
Let's talk about someone who just didn't quite have enough. Are you ready for your
on,
ironic
yes.
image of the week?
Yes.
Amy Winehouse?
Oh,
she
God.
Didn't die.
Fuck.
Hold on.
Fuck.
Stop me if you've heard
Fuck.
This.
Stop.
Hold on.
I've heard it.
She didn't die of too much drinking or drugs.
No.
She died from not enough. She actually died
Trying
of withdrawals.
Rehab, no.
She died from withdrawals, dude.
For real.
This is like yeah, for real
awful.
Shit.
Oh, she actually really was
yeah,
withdrawal?
Dude.
Wow.
Her family reportedly believes the singer died due to her body not being able to handle withdrawal symptoms.
Make
from
sure you
alcohol.
Go home.
From what?
Make sure you go home and tell mom this, please.
Denali's
our
undead
mother's
says
drinking
Amy
is a little
Winehouse
out of heck
died
control.
In a plane crash. That's funny for some. I don't. That's terrible, Nolly's.
That was Aaliyah. Jesus. Broseph. No,
is that weird? Like that? This is like no.
Do opiate withdrawals kill people?
Yeah,
sometimes?
Dude,
I'm
they
sure
do.
They would.
Yeah, they give you seizures and shit.
I haven't heard any like crazy. Well, like you would
out.
Think with like how many famous people like go on like these crazy ridiculous.
Yeah,
drug
they also
and stuff
go,
and get addicted.
They also go to these crazy right. ridiculous expensive fucking rehab places.
But
no, no,
but no,
no.
no, no.
God, that never
my
gets
daddy
old.
Says I'm fine, so.
They believe she died from a seizure due to her tiny little body not being able to handle the shock of a drastically
she
reduced
had a hell
intake
of a voice for that tiny.
Liquor. She did.
She reminded me of like a black woman, like a thicker black woman, kind of like Macy Gray, but without the raspy, crappy voice.
Dude, this is ridiculous. I typed up Amy Winehouse dead. On Google, and everything that pops up says she died of a drug overdose.
Well, yeah, duh.
Yeah, of
that
course.
Was the assumption. The ongoing, I think, even drug overdose was trending on Twitter. She had a highly publicized battle with alcohol and drug addiction. Spent a week in rehab early this year. Her father, Mitch, said he believed she was on the road to recovery, but of course, she said.
No, no, no.
No.
Okay.
Quote, abstinence gave her body such a fright. They thought it was eventually the cause of her death. The Back to Black singer was found dead Saturday, age 27, in her North London home. Of course, as we all know.
27? Wow, dude.
I know.
I got 2 years left before I can OD.
I've beat you by three.
So I need to get super crazy, overly addicted to everything so I can make sure I die at 27 like Amy Winehouse.
I'm shooting for 50.
Because now she's my idol.
Is that it?
I'm going to grow up to be Amy Winehouse.
And nice. Dude, if you grow up to die at 27, I'll follow you into the afterlife and kill you.
Mommy, I want the...
There is no afterlife.
I want the Amy Winehouse Barbie.
Let me just elaborate on that. There is none.
The postmortem carried out on her body was deemed inconclusive with toxicology test results expected in a few weeks. Really? How's your lab, London? Jesus. Can you shove that to the top of the pile and let Greg get to it or what? Police are currently investigating the circumstances around her death. While it's not thought her passing was suspicious, they want to piece together exactly what happened Friday evening. She was visited by her doctor, given the all clear, but police want to find out who she saw afterwards. Wasn't the liquor store, that's for sure. and this just kind of goes on and on. But I just wanted to mention that that's odd that she didn't die of too much, but...
Well,
that'll happen.
That's kind of cool that came out, though, to let, you know, let us know.
That'll happen.
That it wasn't too much, that she wasn't ODing, that she mm-hmm. was trying to get her off. Or maybe just, she couldn't have not had the money, right? She's Amy fucking Winehouse.
You would think.
Maybe. I don't know. Because everybody thinks that, like, Willie Nelson's all wealthy, but he was, like,
well, Willie Nelson also was huge and popular back in the day when the record companies were not really, like, you weren't making... I don't think what you would make now,
no,
like what a main.
You don't know, like
makes.
He didn't. He got caught not paying taxes
also,
for a long time.
Right.
And, like,
also,
he went
him and Wesley Snipes had the
right,
same
but
fucking
like a lot of people
account.
That don't know about Jesus. That think of Willie Nelson as being a wealthy person.
Well,
if,
yeah,
like
no.
We're looking at Amy Winehouse in the same light, saying like, oh, she's Amy fucking Winehouse. She's kind of have money.
Well,
but she's
we
like
haven't
really
seen
living
any...
under a rock, like sucking dick for fucking crack. You know?
You don't know.
I don't know.
You
I
don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I now I want to know.
Let Google it.
I might.
Better yet, let me Google it
Shut
for you.
Up,
Safe search
that.
Off. All right.
So, next story, please.
Next story. This is depressing and both
great.
Disgusting and appalling.
Yay.
Once again.
Just my style.
From our government. This is from, of course, the great folks over at Demand Progress. Because as a human fucking being, we should, if nothing else, be demanding progress. Should we not? Don't demand Congress. Demand progress. All right, this is terrible. A direct
God.
Assault on internet users. That's me, that's you, that's this guy when he's over here. That's what the ACLU called it. Yesterday, U.S. House Committee approved H.R. 1981... a broad new internet snooping bill.
Internet snooping bill.
They want to force internet service providers to keep track of and retain their customers' information, name, address, phone number, credit card numbers, bank account numbers, and temporarily assigned IP addresses.
What?
Ooh.
Because the majority of people have what's called a dynamic IP. There's either a dynamic or a static. Static never changes. Dynamic changes every now and then.
Right.
So as you go and get your computer modem and all that stuff shuffled through the vast ether space of the network address translation tables, which constantly give people the IP addresses and route it and do all that stuff.
Yada, yada, yada.
You get lost in the shuffle. And they know that. And
I'm
it's
lost
hard
now. But
well,
no, go ahead.
If your IP keeps changing, it's hard for them to sue you.
Yeah.
If they keep track of that, he started out here with this one, now he's here with this one, now he's here with that one, then they can...
So they want you to keep track of the one that keeps changing?
Well, they want to keep track of everything, basically.
That's kind of fucked.
And you know what? They've shamelessly dubbed it the, quote, protecting children from internet pornographers.
Wow.
Act.
Dude.
Wow.
Really, guys?
Wow.
Hey, why was pot almost repealed here? Because of the fucking kids! Everything, if you are worried that some bad shit's going to happen to your kid.
Everybody thinks that they need to put their child in a fucking plastic bubble.
Then
so that
do
way
it.
They can't be affected by life.
Good, then fucking do it and keep the bubble in your basement. Don't bring the bubble out to my airport. Don't bring the bubble out to my fucking restaurant. Keep your fucking kid in the fucking bubble in your fucking basement.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't want to expose your child to real life
you
and all these crazy, criminal, disgusting, horrible, nasty things that you don't want them to see.
You can't nanny-proof life.
Don't bring them to the airport and bring them into the airport. Sit them on a fucking plane behind the fucking host of the jam hole and kick the back of the seat for hours on end. You don't think that guy is going to turn around and go, hey.
You're lucky I offered him a dollar to shut the fuck up.
Do you have any idea what that child could have been exposed to at that moment point in time?
All over your mother while she
Sister,
screams.
Whatever it was.
No,
like
the mother was the only
they
one
have no idea
age.
What
Jesus.
That person could or what that child could have been exposed to that day if you did not have some sort of a conscience.
You know what? Fuck the kids.
Fuck
there,
the kids.
I said it again.
Fuck the kids, not
fuck
in a dirty
kids.
Way.
Don't fucking make my life more of a hell is an excuse to get people that are supposedly taking money away from the MPAA and the RIAA, which they're not. Check your fucking charts, you faggots. No offense, Dana.
What?
But don't fucking try and nanny-proof my life. I don't need that. If I wanted to worry about a kid, I would knock up this lovely lady over here. I would go steal one.
I don't
God
think
knows,
you could knock
all
this
of my
lovely
friends
lady
have them.
Up over here if you tried.
I got super sperm, bitch. Don't
She's missing an
it.
Ovary.
That's
yeah,
fine.
I think it'll be okay.
I got
and the other
aim.
One is on vacation or hiatus.
Yeah, Beer Bear
it's,
says
it's hiding
that.
For the moment. It just crawled back up in there further.
He says at one point electricity in the homes was being fought because of the children. I remember that back in the day. I don't remember that like personally, but back in the day, people are like, you don't want electricity going to your homes because then the lights will be on. And then when the man's at work, the rapist will know that the wife is home and he'll go murder the kids and rape the wife. All because of electricity.
Really?
Oh, that's so fucking annoying. Yeah, I think me and Beer Bear watched the same show. They also wanted to stop trains because women's bodies wouldn't handle the speed. Their uterus would fall out. That is exactly the argument they used. Thank you, Beer Bear.
Well. All right,
unfucking
well,
believable.
Matt, I hate to do it, but I gotta get going here.
All right, later, dude.
Yeah, gotta go pick up the fiance getting off work right now. Fun stuff.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys have lots of fun and shit, and I hope clear your date for the 13th, man. You guys got to come out this time, and I will do my damnedest not to put either of you on the spot in front of said family, friends, or fans.
Promises.
I did not promise. I said I will do my best. I will do my best to restrain this fuck from doing the same. So, thank you. For making an appearance. It's been quite a long time. So.
No doubt. It's been nice seeing, well, kind of seeing all of you.
Fucking A. I mean, they asked about you for, you know, quite since then and now. So they've been We needed a little update, so I hope they're happy.
Yeah, I'm doing good. Bye.
And he's not gay.
Yes!
Yeah!
Damn it.
Okay.
All right. Am I still recording? Did I turn the right mic off?
Yeah, check, you check, did. You're check. Good. Okay. You are good.
So, fuck your kids and stop using them as an excuse to make more redonkulous fucking laws. Stop it. The bill is mislabeled, said Representative John Clarence of Michigan, the senior Democrat on the panel. Quote, this is not protecting children from internet pornography. It's creating a database for everybody in this country for a lot of other purposes. Now you take that, mixed with what we talked about Wednesday.
Right.
Behold this pale horse. Silent weapons for silent wars. That's where this is going, and that's not cool at all. Moving on. Demandprogress.org. Get on that shit. Click it. Email your fucking people. Do it.
Clickety click 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 click.
All right. Let's clicking. Talk about Facebooks.
Okay.
The Facebooks.
All right. What's up, Facebook?
First of all. All right. Just picture this with me. Relaxing with his girlfriend. The picture of innocence. Though not long after this picture was taken, I'll show you guys live in the chat right here. Not long after this picture was taken with Rebecca Aylard, Joshua Davies battered her to death!
Sweet.
He was 16, lured his ex-girlfriend to a secluded spot where he killed her to win a bet over free breakfast. Niggas got to eat. Rebecca, 15.
I'll kill this bitch. Where we going? IHOP? Fucking, you best be ready to buy me some goddamn pancakes.
And her mother, Sonia, had both been delighted when Davies, Sonia, an academically gifted boy.
Why didn't she fucking step in?
She could have. Sonia. She could have knocked him in the nuts.
Are you kidding me? Sonia with the hair. The
yeah, I know. Thank you.
Sonia.
An academically gifted boy from a church-going family arranged to meet her again. That's not very Jesus-like now, is it? When her daughter failed to come home, Mrs. Aylard's reaction was to tell her sister, don't worry, she's safe, she's with Josh. What could go wrong?
Not like he's going to kill her over pancakes.
Rebecca had been bludgeoned with a rock the size of a rugby ball, and Davies was trying to cover his tracks on Facebook. He failed and was found guilty of murder.
How about you don't update Facebook every time you do something, and you might be easier to cover?
Nolly's Undead says Denny's has killed more people than pot as of today. Add it to the list. Fucking
right.
A, dude. He failed, guilty of murder. This case highlighted how he used the internet, text messages, and an array of social networking sites to plot her death. A few weeks before, he looks like
the little
an
brother
emo Tumblr
looks exactly
kid.
Like the girl that died.
Look at the little girl. She's kind of creepy too, though.
Wait,
so
that's a little girl?
Out.
That's a little boy. Oh,
the
wait,
blonde
the girl
is
that
the
died?
Boy, the yes, there you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. The girl's brother holding the picture in one of the pictures.
Yeah.
He looks like exactly like her.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
That's kind of creepy.
Yes.
So a few weeks before the murder, one of his friends had joked that he would buy him breakfast if he carried out his threat. 2 days before he killed her, he says, "You may have to buy me a breakfast." Buh!
Oh my god, dude. I wonder if something pushed him over the edge, like, alright, dude, seriously. Not because the bet was made and haha, it was all in good fun, but no, this bitch is driving me insane. I'm gonna kill her and I'm getting free breakfast out of it. That's a plus. You know, like maybe it happened like that.
Maybe. They met at the age of 11, began going out together in 2009. The relationship then soured and was ended by Rebecca after 3 months. The following October, he asked to see her again. Rebecca was quite happy to meet up with him. She thought he was going to ask her back out. She got up at 6 a.m. to get ready to do her makeup. She put on her new clothes, bought the day before. She sounded really happy when she saw it was coming down the hill towards her. I wanted to make sure it was him, so I got Rebecca to say his full name twice. When the couple was alone, Davies repeatedly slammed a rock into her head before leaving her bloodied and battered body face down on a wet forest floor.
There was something wrong with the kid before all that. Something
now check
happened.
This out. Do you know how hard it is to break someone's neck?
pretty hard.
She was facing away from me, and I thought, this is it. I'm going for it. I tried to break her neck. She was screaming, so I picked up the rock and started to hit her with it. The worst part was feeling and seeing her skull give way.
That's creepy.
He then updated his Facebook page saying he was at home at the time of the murder. Clever little fucker. He went to his WordPress blog and told it to publish 3 hours ago. Hey, I was totally home blogging about this debt ceiling problem where we... I tried to break her neck. She was screaming. So I picked up the rock and started to hit her with it.
Thank That's you. Creepy. The worst part was feeling I know, right? and seeing her skull
That's
give
fucked
way.
Up. Could you imagine what that would feel like?
Then why didn't you stop?
You don't stop after you tried to break her neck. That's the point of no going back. Mm. No return, dude.
Well,
you,
at least she's not dead
through.
At that point. It's attempted murder.
She's probably paralyzed. I mean, I don't know. Did he
I don't
think
know.
it would happen like in the movies and he just went up and was like...
Did he try? Oh, wait a minute.
Damn it.
Did
She's
I just
like,
align
ow.
She, like, just aligned her neck.
Yeah,
like, oh, thanks. Thanks so much. I didn't know
I
you cared that much.
I totally slept wrong on it.
God, I knew you cared.
And then he just, dude, shut up!
Oh, like, my God.
Battered to death. Oh. So he then made plans to return to the forest near his home on the night of the murder to bury the body and even attempted to pin the blame on a friend he led to the scene. Police were alerted to the killing after one of his friends told his parents and led officers to the body. So.
Wow, dude.
Yeah?
What does it say? Hang on.
What do you do?
Oh, well.
What do you do? That sucks.
That's pretty crazy, dude. I can't believe that. I like the text message that says, what would you do if I did kill her?
I'd beat your ass and everyone that look like you, like Casey Anthony.
So that's the kid
what
that like texts the guy
the
that made the bet.
What are we in fucking New York? Jesus Christ! Calm down, everyone. All right, next Facebook story.
Sure. I like Facebook stories. They're getting kind of amusing.
You ready for this one?
I am. Mm-hmm.
This is a fugitive again, sort of like the one on the wall, who dares the cops on Facebook, and then they bust his ass.
All right.
I dare you. I like, this is off of CNET. I like that the first line is, I know when you hear this story, some of you will ask yourselves, why didn't he do it on Google Plus? Still, these troubling events occurred on Facebook, currently the most stickily social network there. Facebooker Ruben J. Burgos allegedly decided to test the power of the network, the power of the book, as well as the intelligence and irritability of the police. He said, na 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 na, fuck the police. excuse your face. He allegedly thought it might be fun to post this on his Facebook page. Ready, quote, catch me if you can, I'm in Brooklyn.
Mm.
Apparently he was really in Brooklyn. He has a place on the Utica, New York,
You're
police
an
department's
idiot.
10 most wanted
you
list.
You should die.
He is wanted for 3 counts criminal contempt and 2 of aggravated harassment of his ex-girlfriend, including threats to kill her with a rock. No, I'm kidding. So perhaps his taunting was slightly unwise. What may have been even more unwise was shooting a video of himself walking into a NYPD station house. Yes.
Oh my God.
He then reportedly posted that on his webpage.
Wow.
So, guess how they got him? The city of Utica enjoys a rather comprehensive Facebook page where it explained that the taunting Facebook post had now been removed. Burgos is reportedly a rap music promoter. Holla at your boy. No. Who operates under the name R. Mac Millie.
Wow.
Oh, you dumb, dumb person. R. Mac Millie. And indeed, on the R. Mac Millie Facebook page is a picture of him and the caption confirming that R. Mac Millie is, yes, indeed, Ruben Burgos. The
God,
Facebook business
Brooklyn.
Page offers extremely detailed and fascinating information. I don't know if it's still up, but there you go.
Yay.
I don't know if that's the right link. Ah, R. Mac Millie. Artist Promotion Multimedia Music Network, Brooklyn. Founder and architect of Artist Promotion Multimedia with experience, coordination, marketing efforts to achieve key objectives. Really? Like getting arrested? Highly effective creative services for artists, project management. You're throwing at me useless buzzwords. You are dumb. Go back to community college. They... project management, marketing, communications, leading strategies, and fast-paced environments to bring in projects on strategy. You're using the same words over and over again. My experience and skills innovate, assemble, effectively organize, and coordinate divergent element required to exceed expectations. I'm an entrepreneur, a strategist, a producer with a passion for video blogging and pissing off the cops.
Right.
With nearly 3 years' experience in technology, nearly a decade directly involved in the music industry sector. I provided counsel to business leaders ranging from founders of small startup labels and representatives of nonprofit organizations, charity events for musicians, to CEOs of large and small entertainment corporations.
Got it?
What a D-bag. You're a D-bag. Can I say that?
Yes.
You, sir, are a D-bag.
I'll allow it.
And 169 people like it. You, sir, and 169 people are D-bags. Mac Millie. Mac Millie. Whatever.
Wow. That's just wonderful.
Fucking
I'm so, sorry. Some Mac people Millie. Suck.
That person sucks.
Yeah. I can. All right. Tell.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I'm
you
so
know where
ready.
Swaziland is?
Nope.
Africa.
Oh.
Okay.
Was Swaziland? Did you say that?
Apparently, some HIV Swaziland positive patients in Swaziland.
You mean the whole population?
Right. They are so poor they've resorted to eating cow dung before taking antiretroviral drugs. The drugs
You've
do not.
You've got AIDS.
Why.
Who gives a fuck
listen
at that
why,
point?
Though.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat cow poo. I don't care.
The drugs do not work on an empty stomach, so patients have to use the dung mixed with water instead of food.
Wow.
So you couldn't, like, make the drug work on an empty stomach? I mean...
Right? You know, every time you get, like, a narcotic or a painkiller at the hospital or
it
your doctor's office...
It just makes it more awesome,
well, like,
dude.
You know, they'll prescribe you, like, Lortab 5, and they'll say, eat with food, or, do not operate heavy machinery, or, you know, this may make you drowsy.
Like, fool, I just banged 480s. I'm going to work. What the fuck do you want?
I know, dude. I didn't eat. Fuck. If I eat, I'll
can't
throw
afford
up.
To
I'm
eat,
not
going to
do that.
These things are, like, $80 a pop. Shit.
I'm not
going to
eat. If I eat, I'll throw up, and, you know, like, I'm going to throw up anyway. Might
and
as well
Nolly
not throw
says,
up my awesome food.
Mmm, dung. I did not know they had Burger King there.
Right?
Several hundred people protested in the capital. King Miswati III. Miswati?
Miswati?
Knock, knock, who's there? Miss who? Miswati, these flies out of my face. Because I'm hungry. His government has admitted that it's running out of cash. Hey, join the club. All you have to do is raise your debt ceiling, make more money, and then... Oh, we are so fucked.
Yeah.
It has asked neighboring South Africa for a bailout.
What?
Dude, I don't think it matters what fucking Africa you're talking about. Y'all is broke. Broke
yes.
Niggas, like, for reals.
Yes.
Protest organizer Sifo Dalame told the BBC that growing hunger was forcing HIV/AIDS patients to eat cow poo. Quote, some people are now saying they're going to stop taking antiretroviral drugs because it requires they have food in their stomachs. And if you have not noticed, Africa, much like us here, have no food in their stomachs. Hey, we know what that's like, Africa. I mean, we don't have AIDS, but, you know, we don't eat.
We didn't have food in our stomachs
we can't
for quite
afford to
a while.
Eat either.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What would you do? Would you go and buy, you know, a gallon of milk before you went and bought your prescription you need to actually function?
No, clearly we saw that I went and fucking got my prescription.
That's right.
And now we have no food. jamhole.com/fucking donate. About 230,000 people are HIV positive, of whom 65,000 get free drugs from government hospitals, then in turn sell it to the other 143,000, you know, for cha-ching.
Mm-hmm.
Selling this shit. Quote, we want the government to stick to its word and to prioritize health. Maybe you should prioritize houses and some sort of fucking infrastructure and perhaps a toilet or two.
That might help.
Maybe some clean water.
Toilets,
I don't know.
Are good.
Maybe stop raping everybody.
Rape
can you
definitely
just
on the bad side.
Chill on the fucking rape for like 2 seconds.
Probably not.
Dudes.
Did you know that in
I
the
know,
United
fucking's
States,
good.
Every 2 seconds a rape occurs? So one
nice.
Rape, one rape, okay. one. Yep. Yeah,
like,
all the
pussy's
time.
Good and all, but like, you guys have really. You need to just set that to the fucking side for a sec. Okay. Like, stop raping.
No.
Stop eating cow shit.
No.
Okay. Jesus
cow
Christ.
Good.
See, you know what? I think they were right. You give them a country, and the whole fucking country is like the ghetto. I'm sorry, and I'm not saying all black people, but those black people, like, what the fuck are you doing? You're raping, and you live in the ghetto, which is a country full of rape and AIDS. And you're eating cow shit. And I get it. You have, like, fucked up leaders and shit. But instead of raping each other, go rape them. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it, dudes. There's enough of you that they'll run out of bullets before you run out of fucking people.
Yeah.
I mean, send the 230,000 that have AIDS. That's
right.
Terrible.
Come
seriously,
on.
Seriously, though. Seriously. I know. And Nala Zendet is comparing rape to potato chips. I know, you just, once you pop, you just can't stop, huh? Yeah. Can't just have one, I know. Maybe if you just stop giving them antiretroviral drugs, they'll just die quicker.
Right.
And then we can go in.
Why do they even care? Do they live past 40
the
over there anyway?
There. No, they
why are you
don't.
Getting, why are you giving them those drugs anyway? That's to, like, prolong your
maybe
life.
You
I mean,
should
that,
give it
the lifespan that they are going to have,
you're like,
even
oh,
with the AIDS, is normal.
I get to live
right?
longer in this paradise. Can I? Hey, can you pass the cow
plus,
shit?
You gotta figure that medication makes you so sick too. It's probably like chemo and shit.
Ugh.
You know.
Ugh.
I mean, it's not. I mean, you might as well live the rest of your life having fun and not eating cow poo
and raping, right?
Right.
There you go.
Go
that's
out and rape
why.
And don't buy those
that's
drugs
why.
And go and buy a cow and eat that. Be happy.
That's true. Fucking Swaziland should call it AIDS land. Huh?
AIDS land.
AIDS land. You
I like
fucking
AIDS
stop
land.
Raping so much for reals. All right, a couple more stories that have to do with. Your favorite topic?
Dead babies.
Passengers on the West Bengal Tata Chopra Express raised the alarm when they saw Rinku Debbie Ray, of course, 28 years old, jump from the speeding carriage in what they believed was a suicide attempt. The train came to a halt more than a mile down the track, but when passengers ran back to help her, they discovered the new mother cradling her new
there
baby.
There you go. You got me right
arms.
There. You caught me, Cap. I was lost
she
for a minute.
She later
I was like, you're letting me down here. I'm not hearing anything about dead babies. And then you picked it up. You really saved it there. You did. You swooped in, and that was a good follow through.
You're welcome.
I'm proud of you. Thank you.
She'd been traveling to her parents' home in Bahrain, where she was planning to deliver her second child.
In the city of vomit.
With hopefully going for a boy this time. With her husband, Bahrain. And their 4-year-old daughter, when she felt sharp pains in her abdomen. Ah. She went into the lavatory hoping to relieve the pain, but instead, she gave birth.
Cool.
Oh, is that a baby? What the fuck? The baby fell into the lavatory bowl and threw the
Mom.
Flap onto the tracks under the speeding train. Her mother quickly ran out of the lavatory, jumped from the carriage to find the child.
Mom, it's another one of those crying poops.
Her husband, who pulled the emergency cord and other passengers saw her jump, said she injured herself in the leap, the quantum leap, but managed to get up and start running back to where the child tumbled onto the track.
Tumbled.
You're a baby.
Tumbled, and now you want
to
save
You're
it?
About
Don't
to
save
be
it.
Born.
Don't save it. It tumbled.
You get pooped out
There's
into
no
a toilet.
There's no rule for that.
You get pooped out into a toilet on a train, and then you go right out the bottom. Do you live?
No. I'm just going to say no. You don't live happily ever after. You live disabledly ever after.
The baby survived. It is a miracle. Praise God.
It's going to be a miracle to whoever a fucking miracle? Unfortunate fuck adopts it.
How about
because they can't have kids and they're so hating life that they want one, that they have to get one no matter what the cost. They get it and it's completely wrecked.
Okay, how about a miracle is not pooping out a baby into a train toilet? How about that? How about a miracle is for you
do it in a in an airplane
anyone
toilet.
In New Delhi to have a baby in a fucking
dude,
hospital
could
and
you,
actually not die of jaundice or fucking
could you
gonorrhea.
Imagine someone giving birth to a child.
Yes.
Or even a fucking miscarriage to where it's just a good sizable fetus, right? And they do it in an
please continue.
I hate it when you do that. When they do it in an airport or in an airplane bathroom. And then they flush, or like in space, because they have those awesome fucking freezing tube things, and they go bloop, and they come out, and they freeze, and then they stick in the ground, and it'd be cool. Like a frozen baby fetus popsicle tube thing. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Yes. Or just an airplane, like, hit somebody, like, right on the head, like, it's raining fetuses, you know?
It's raining fetuses. From your vagina, it's raining fetus. From your vagina. I give that two snaps.
Okay, who was on the Miami to Wisconsin flight? You know,
right. There is a odd smell coming from the rear exit lavatory. If you would please, everyone move to this side. We will figure it out.
Yeah, so that'd be awesome.
There you have it.
Just in my opinion.
You want one more? You want one more?
Dead baby story?
You want one more?
I do.
Well, that one wasn't a dead one. I can't believe it fucking lived.
Well, now I need a dead baby
story. I should have read through the rest of the story before I picked it for this
evening. It's still a good story.
That's my fault. I know, right? Picture it like tuck and roll. Like it's little. I met a baby the other day.
You met a baby.
I met a 2 year or 2 week old. Little baby boy.
How do you meet?
Name was Matthew.
A 2 year old boy.
Or a place house I deliver to.
How do you meet a 2 week old?
House
do
I deliver.
You just come across in passing.
You shut
like
the
is
fuck
he
up, I'll tell
going
you.
To work or
ask me again.
Is he going to work?
Ask me again.
Is he going to his babysitter's house?
Ask me.
Or?
Going to get drugs? What are you doing?
Going to daycare?
He was
What's
at
that?
The
was
pharmacy buying darts. What do you want?
I thought so.
I was delivering water, and there was a grandmother holding this little tiny, tiny thing. I had to ask what gender it was. I was like, is that a boy or a girl? She's like, it's a boy. I'm like, cool.
Do you ever get,
hey, what's his
name?
Did
they ever get offended?
What's his name? She's like, it's Matthew.
Have
I
you
was
ever,
like, wow, you named your baby, your grandbaby, after your water guy. That's pretty fucking awesome.
That's
I felt
high
awesome.
Standards. Really
I said that,
high.
Too. She was like, I think they changed its name.
Have you ever asked somebody the gender of their baby and then gotten that look like they're shocked
when
and offended?
It's 2 weeks old?
But
does it even have a gender yet?
To them, they don't, you know, to them, it's like, it well, looks like me and him and he's gorgeous
yeah,
and blah, blah, blah. And there's no doubt in my mind that, but to us, it looks like a fucking mutilated twat turd.
It looks like an alien.
Right. So have you ever had
no.
someone that got offended or like looked
no.
at you like, how could you not tell? Like, didn't get
no.
mean, but like. I've gotten that. Like,
I always just go for the pants. I'm like, oh, sweet, got a girl there. Good job,
just,
guys. Congrats.
I just hope that they're like dress them in blue or pink, and I just go with that.
All right, this one, Clarksville, Indiana. Let's get the fuck out of here after this. Police are conducting an investigation after a baby was found dead in a motel toilet.
Sweet, this one's dead.
Yeah, in a motel toilet.
Cool.
America's best inn? Not anymore. Room 174. When officers arrived at the Hotel Holiday Inn.
Let's go to that room.
36-year-old Betsy Dalton was sitting on the bed.
Or wait, Billy. Betsy. Yeah,
thank you.
Whatever.
She was sitting on the bed.
Uh-huh.
Police repeatedly asked her what was wrong when they say Jerry Conrad finally told them that there were babies in the toilet.
Nice.
What's wrong? Oh, nothing. There's just babies in the toilet. No big deal. No big. Officers found the two newborns inside the toilet. A male newborn was on the bottom, and the female was lying on top of him, all curled up, just sad as can be.
Aww.
Aww. They say the little girl began crying. It was too late to save the boy. He was pronounced dead. Twins.
Twins.
One survived. You know what's going to happen.
Oh, shit.
You're both dead now.
Yeah.
In a weird, creepy horror movie-esque way.
That revenge is so engraved and just burned and chiseled out into the bowels and depths
Dexter,
of this child's
part
mind.
Two. Yeah. You're so fucked. Sweet child o' mine? Uh-uh. You're so fucked. It's all a complete shock to me. The last time I came here was about a month ago. I saw them both. I honestly, with all my heart, believe they didn't know anything about this. I didn't know. That's why I didn't know. Both Dalton and Conrad, Conrad's the father, they're both transients and had been staying at the motel since February. That's nice. How it goes sometimes.
That's the type of people that give birth in hotel rooms.
Maybe if you're a transient, you shouldn't have kids, huh? How about that? Yeah, I said it. Or maybe you can just have kids so that you can use it as an excuse to not be a transient anymore. If I have kids, the government will pay me. They need breeders. I make a living. It's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it.
No one wants to do it.
Whatever. As long as you keep dumping them in the toilet, you know what? Whatever. Comments? Severely mentally challenged people should not have children. It's not fair to them because they are unable to care for them, and it's certainly not fair to the little babies. They deserve a loving home and someone to properly care for and love
them.
Do they? I hope the baby girl is placed with someone who will love her and nurture her. You know what? I hope she's placed with someone that will teach her all the ways to kill a human with her pinky and gives her assassination ninja training so that in 18 years she can hunt down these transients and fucking give them what for. That's what I hope.
And give them what for?
Fucking A. Give them what for.
Are you your grandpa?
If you're
now?
A retard, stop fucking. How about that? Clearly we can't depend on you to pull out. You probably don't even know what the fucking orgasm is. Why are you doing that? Put your dick away, you weirdo.
Because it's supposed to feel good, and everybody says it feels good, and I need to be cool, so I'm going to say it feels good, but I don't know what I'm doing.
So stop raping Africans. If you're in Africa, stop raping. And if you're in Indiana and you're a transient, stop having babies, if you would. Can you do that for me?
No.
Can you just fucking
stop it? Our world
is
never going to listen to a fucking word of wisdom.
Unbelievable. Gives me pause.
Now, if you were to stop and say, you know, we need to take more time out of our lives.
Remember, spay or neuter
your pets. Appreciate the parents of autistic children in the world today, and we need to congratulate them for bringing that miracle of a soul into this world.
Nice.
Now, if we were to do that, like, on, like, every show, we would be a hit.
A hit?
A hit, man.
With who?
We would be everyone.
Yeah?
Jim Carrey.
Ugh. I don't think so. I don't think he really believed in that.
I don't
think
he cares. I think
that was just
her.
Totally,
but no, like, you know
her.
What I'm saying? Like, you know, no one's going to listen to, like, anything that's smart and could actually help the world. It's like, they're going to listen to dumb shit. Like,
yeah. You're all dumb shits. Except for our listeners. You're the good ones.
You are the good ones.
You are the good ones.
You are.
I mean, duh.
Duh.
Oh, shout out to Google Music. I have one Google Music invite.
Mm.
I told you guys I was going to give this away on Facebook. Everyone that got in the beta of Google Music got two invites. I'm going to give one away to someone on Facebook, friend of mine, whoever. I got one to give away for the show here. So, how about, should we just say if you want it, email info@thejamhole.com and we'll pick someone Monday?
Yeah, we'll do like a little random Russian roulette thing.
All right. Email, just send an email that says me, just whatever, info@thejamhole.com if you want it, and we'll pick someone on Monday. And they fixed everything. Like, it's working. Now
yeah,
I can upload music again. I'm totally happy.
Touch on it a little bit because it's a pretty cool
Totally
program.
Happy. Google Music, music.google.com. Can't get in. That's beta testing. We're testing it, sending feedback. Had some problems with larger libraries, saying that you were at your 30,000 mark before you were anywhere near it.
Right.
It's been like a month since we sent them log files and all that, and it's fixed. So
that's
totally
fixed. You can upload whatever you want.
Yep.
Sweet. And you can take this
Feeling
like everywhere.
Pretty
right?
good about that. Yep.
Like, you can access everything.
Everywhere. Mobile, any computer. All you got to do is log
into
a browser.
Like, in this
cloud. I can go to the bar and hop on a web browser and fucking boom, there's my music collection.
So not like having to like hack into your shit like across town, but like it's, you've got like a cloud following you of all your shit, basically.
Yeah, Burger's got two too, apparently. So either email him or email info at thejaml.com and we'll give you guys one Monday. So
it's pretty cool. It's like that. Like your Verizon network following you, but it's kinda. Your music. It's your Google
It's like
music.
All of my fucking music. All of my fucking music, dude.
All right. Well, email at
info@thejamhole.com.
Yeah.
406-204-4687. Leave a message for the show. Thejamhole.com. Go there. Read notes. Listen to episodes. You can get
read
the latest
notes, or he's
going to
get discouraged and stop writing them.
I don't care. You can get the latest 250 episodes on the feed. Make sure you subscribe to that in iTunes. Give us a rating review, please. That really helps. If you want to help pay for this dedicated server of ours, jamhole.com/donate. Most helpful jamholding of the year. We'll get something totally awesome. And we have
Stay
dick shirts.
And neuter your retards.
That's right. thejamhole.com/store. Check out t-shirt designs if you want. I got a few stickers left. All that shit. And yes, please spay and neuter your retards.
Fucking A.
We'll talk to you guys on Monday. We're doing Hotbox Saturday. So check out that. Hotboxpodcast.com. And yeah, goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.